SoundCloud Music.
Let's get right to it. All right, and welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 94.
Oh, shit.
94. What dropped on 94? Illmatic, right?
I think so, right? 94?
Nas fans tell us that, is that so? 94?
It had to be.
What other albums? Doggy Style? Did Doggy Style drop in 94? Well, anyway, this is episode 94 of the Jig Is Up podcast, and you know me. I'm your host, yours Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, M-Eazy.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blazing Mommy.
And however you listen to this podcast, make sure you subscribe, rate, review, and share. So tell all your homies that this podcast is about to go down. And if you guys understood that line, that was a ludicrous reference with that dude. What the fuck? What's that? He was from Arizona. Forgot. It's a rapper from Arizona. it's going to be on my... I got to look it up, man. Yeah. I got to look it up. I remember he was supposed to be one of the new rappers with him and Stat Quo. Willie Northpole. That was his name. Hey, Arizona, I know you guys listen to this podcast. What the fuck happened to Willie Northpole? Get back to me. All right, man. So...
we're having a hot rod.
Look, I really do want to know what happened.
Get your ass out of here.
I really want to know what happened. How were you guys' Martin Luther King weekend?
It was cool. I did nothing.
It was long, but not long enough.
Yeah, I mean, I worked on MLK weekend. Anyway,
I didn't. I had a 4-day weekend, but I just feel like I have so many things to do.
Due respect, fuck that weekend. The reason why I say fuck that weekend, because back in 99, the government was found guilty on the civil trial of the assassination of Martin Luther King, meaning that the government had their hand on it, meaning that it was conspired for that motherfucker to get assassinated on that day in Memphis. And what's a crazy plot point about this, supposedly, I don't know if this is true or not, that he survived the bullet shot. And when he was getting treated at the hospital, someone smothered his face with a pillow to give him no chance of survival. Yeah. And then after that, they just give you a fucking holiday right after that. That's how crazy this government is. They will kill you and give you a fucking holiday so you will never forget that the fact that they did it. And a couple of streets in bad neighborhoods. But MLK... I understand. In your last moments, you were waking up, and that's why they killed you. So, R.I.P. MLK. Anyway, the fucking NFL. What a playoff weekend! Do you guys watch the games?
Some of them. Sorry, I'm reading this.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get into that soon.
I watched the first two games on starting the weekend off.
Man, well, first of all. I remember, I was trolling. I was trolling Pittsburgh fans, you know, because they were talking a lot of shit. Never going to go to the Super Bowl. I was like, y'all motherfuckers can't beat New England. How can you talk about going to the Super Bowl when you can't beat New England? Let alone beat Jacksonville. Because people forgot. Jacksonville whooped that ass 30-9 earlier in this season in Pittsburgh. Made Ben Roethlisberger throw 5 picks, 2 of them for pick sixes to the house. So they thought, hey, this Jacksonville team, it was a fluke. Nah, bro, they came back. They were whooping their ass. I don't give a fuck what the box score says. The final result of the game was 45-35. But, nigga, it was 28-7 at half. They were beating Pittsburgh's ass, bro. Like, the way that Pittsburgh was, and don't get me wrong, Pittsburgh came back. They have, like, world-class athletes on offense. They got Le'Veon Bell. They got Antonio Brown. Ben Roethlisberger. They got Juju Smith-Schuster. They got Martavis Bryant. They got weapons. But, boy, didn't they get neutralized by Jalen Ramsey, Adoye, Malik Jackson, fucking Calais Campbell, Miles Jack. Them boys know how to play on that defensive side. And, you know, I think Jacksonville has a legitimate shot in the AFC Championship against New England.
Hmm.
They match up well with them on defense. Now, offense is a different story. You know, Blake Bortles is going to have to make those throws, and he's going to be mistake-free. But if they can take care of the ball, kill him on defense, and not many people know this. Well, some people do. Tom Coughlin, the Patriot killer, is on the staff for Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
So he already knows how to beat Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I still
he's
think
gonna Belichick.
I feel that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl, but I think the Jaguars are the last line of defense of stopping them from getting number six.
Let's just hypothetically say Jacksonville beat them.
Man, I'm like, what the fuck? I know Lou, and I still haven't seen Uncle Snoop do those 20 push-ups. Uncle Snoop needed. Hey, Uncle Snoop, if you're listening, fulfill your promise. Be a man of your word.
Mm-hmm.
OG, come on, OG.
$1,000 and 20 push-ups.
I know that $1,000 is nothing to you.
Yeah.
That's chump change.
I think he can do the 20 push-ups, though. I've seen him do push-ups before.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to be looking. You think he's going to have them bony arms like he was in Baby Boy as yeah. Rodney grabbing it's Taraji?
Some, you know, some solid bony arms to hold himself up, you know. He'll look like he can do it.
All right, Snoop.
I think he'll knock him out.
And then, of course, the other game. I'm watching this at home. Minnesota versus New Orleans. Now, there was a conspiracy saying that Marcus Williams, the safety, he whiffed that hit.
Mm-hmm. Because it looked very suspect.
But I was surprised. Like, Stephon Diggs, like, okay, he caught the ball. He might get hit out of bounds. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This nigga's in bounds.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other last line of defense, and it was clear daylight. And it was funny because Sean Payton was on the sideline, the head coach for the Saints, doing he was teasing the skull chant. He was doing that. That play happened. Game over. But to add insult to injury,
yeah,
it was the end of regulation, and by and large, they had to go back out there for the extra point. So the game was already over. And,
yeah.
And the NFL's like, no, 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 come back. Add insult to injury. You got to fulfill this last part. Get this extra point in. Come on, man. Don't do that to them. You know, the game was over. Treat it like it was overtime. Let them leave. The game was over. Kick the field goal without the other team on the field. Fuck it.
You stupid.
but in respect, they just took a knee. Ironically, that's something that Drew Brees wasn't a fan of. And that's how his season ended. By taking a knee. Damn. But, man, what were you guys' thoughts, man?
That's deep.
I just thought of that, too.
You know what? That day, I was already, like, not in the mood to watch because the day before. Watch the Patriots just walk up the field.
Oh, they just beat the shit out of Tennessee.
And then
which
I,
we
and
all
then
knew
I,
that.
I watched, you know, I watched Atlanta and
Philadelphia.
I mean, Philly and
Philly and Atlanta, right?
Atlanta. Yeah, Philly won.
And Philly won. Shout out to Zach. I thought they weren't going to win that game. I even told Zach, like, I thought y'all were going to win that game. But, hey, y'all in the NFC Championship. So, one game away from.
You guys deserve it.
One game away from the big game.
Yeah,
and they got to go against Minnesota in that defense. But Minnesota ain't in the dome, though. But that's crazy. If Minnesota beats Philadelphia, all they got to do is go back home and play the Super Bowl. Their Super Bowl is in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. So it's like, win or go home, lose or go home.
You stupid.
So either way, y'all niggas going home.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. That would be the first time ever, right?
Yeah, it would be the first time ever. And I think the referees are going to make sure that happens.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, because that would make history.
That would make history.
Ugh. Yeah, after watching those first two games, I didn't even watch the full Patriots game. I stopped at halftime. Like, yeah, it's
yeah, this to, game was not even, it wasn't yeah. even close.
No.
It wasn't even close. Like, yeah, Tennessee didn't belong in the field with them.
They got smacked. And, you know, when they scored first, I'm like, okay, let's see what happened next. Let's see what happens next.
You watch them score first, and it's like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, you guys are ahead right now.
For how long?
For now.
For now.
Tom Brady comes out all calm and shit. All right, come on, guys. Let's just march up the field real quick.
Over there at practice and shit.
Yeah. Drums, please. All right, come out in a practice jersey. That would be funny.
That would be so disrespectful, man. Oh, my God.
He's like, you know what? We're going to do backyard football. We ain't even going to call, like, real legitimate plays.
You know what? We're going to turn in our third string.
Just somebody get open. Just every time they huddle. Yeah, just get open. Break. Run whatever route you feel. I got you.
So who do you guys got on Championship Sunday? What's your Championship Sunday predictions for the NFC and the AFC? Who you guys got winning?
I got Minnesota and the Patriots.
I agree.
Going to the ship.
I agree.
I'd rather it be Jacksonville and Minnesota, but I don't think it's going to play out that way.
Y'all know how I feel about...
No, we don't know how you feel about...
Yes. We don't know shit.
We don't know, Nessa. Let it be known how you feel.
We don't know a damn thing.
No, I feel like they're going to make that happen. They are going to make the Vikings go against the Patriots just so that they can say that happened. Even if the Vikings don't win, just to say that they got to, you know, make somewhat of history, you know, playing in their own home. Mm.
You know what? And losing their own home?
Shit, probably. Because it's gonna be hard to...
New England got them damn referees.
Yeah.
You seen all the memes?
Nigga, speaking of, that fucking bullshit call when the false start, and then they ended up walking up the field and scoring from that drive, I was like, yo, that's fucked up. When they were in the... I think it was in the Patriots territory where they were about to score or whatever, or they got close to it, where the Titans got close, and then it was a false start. They got an automatic first down because one of the linemen or whatever fucked up.
What do you mean? Oh, as well,
the Patriots had the ball. They were coming away from, you know, because they were pretty much on the other side of the field. They had to get to their side.
So the Patriots were on offense, and you said they got a false start. So they had to repeat first down, right?
It was third down.
It was third down. Okay.
And they got an automatic first down after that because of the false start.
Well, the Patriots on offense.
Patriots on offense.
Okay.
The defense did the false start.
Oh, the defense did encroachment or offsides.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was
or encroachment. Or
okay. Oh, neutral zone infraction.
Offsides.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to be politically correct about it. Motherfuckers know what I'm talking about. But it was actually the center for the offense.
Oh, the Patriots, he moved first.
Moved first, and then they jumped up. And I was like, that's some bullshit.
So basically, the center moved first. It was supposed to be a false start, but they gave the encroachment. They actually reversed the call. That's why I call Patriot privilege. I call that shit Patriot privilege.
I was hot. I was like, man, fuck this game, dude.
You know how this shit goes down. It's Patriot privilege. But I hope Patriot privilege don't prevail on Sunday. I hope Jacksonville whoop that ass, man. I need that defense to knock Tom on his ass like 10 times. I need him to get picked off for pick sixes. And with the thing about Brady, if you watch the Super Bowl, you don't let off the gas on that motherfucker. If you have him down, you put the foot on his throat and keep him down because, like Atlanta, they gave him new life. And you don't ever want to give Tom Brady new life. So I think Jacksonville has the defense to take out the Patriots. They match up well. So I'm going with Jacksonville. I can't believe I'm saying this. Jacksonville for the fucking upset. And, man, if I pick against Philly, will my man hold it against me?
No, because I think
I might have to go with Minnesota on this one. But there's a chance for Philly because they're playing in Philadelphia and it's going to be cold. Yeah. They're not going to be in the dome. So
if Philly go, I wouldn't be mad either, though.
But yeah, if Philly if Philly goes, they win. If you know, they make it to the Super Bowl without Carson Wentz, and that just lets you know that it's coaching more than anything. Mm. It's coaching more than anything.
You don't believe in Foles?
Foles, if Foles don't, you know, fold.
Stupid.
You know, they'll be all right. You know, Philly's defense was holding it in there and all that. But, man, what I want to get into. The shit's coming out of nonstop, man, for this Nothing Is Safe segment. Last week was Stan Lee. This week is Aziz Ansari with a sexual misconduct case on his looming over his head.
Who's next? Donald Glover?
Well, your boy James Franco got hit up too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Was like, it by another male?
Oh my God. Nah. but it's a lot of dudes out here, a lot of powerful men, a lot of celebrities, a lot of men of influence that are getting hit with this shit.
I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger's stunt double in, I forget what movie, his stunt double got accused of sexual assault of a 12-year-old that was in the movie.
12-year-old?
Or something like that. A young lady. See,
and sometimes I think, it's so funny, I think Hollywood is full of shit sometimes.
Sometimes.
They're full of shit. I mean, they could get no. It's funny because how they get all mad about Donald Trump. Like, Donald Trump's a racist. Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump this. Donald Trump that. But motherfucking Hollywood, y'all doing some backwoods shit too.
Y'all fucking grabbing people by the pussy
you
too.
You grabbing by the people from the pussy. You fucking giving black people fucking nothing but racist ass fucking roles and shit. You guys are molesting kids and shit. You guys doing the same fucking shit that some of these fucking government agencies are doing. So what makes you guys any better? Because you're Hollywood? Because you entertain us? Fuck you.
I think the most irritating thing about...
That's why sometimes now I think I'm becoming more of an independent thinker. I'm not leaning to the left or leaning towards the right. I'm just like, I'm just in the dead fucking center calling out bullshit on both sides. Like, you limousine liberals need to shut the fuck up. And you fucking snowflake ass conservatives and liberals need to shut the fuck up. Like, y'all need to start thinking for your damn selves. Stop all this tribalism shit that, you know, you have to be one or the other. Nah, nigga, just look. Wake up. Wake up. Just wake the fuck up. Like, see what's around you. And you got to call bullshit on both sides. I'm sure no one really agrees with me on that one, but I'm saying from the heart, like, that's bullshit. But anyway, Amazi, I'm sorry I didn't want to go off on that tangent.
Go ahead, man. that tangent totally left what I was chiming in on.
But you were talking about the 12-year-old kid, right?
Nah, the whole thing about the awards.
Oh.
Or the movies they give up, you know, they give black people fucked up roles and then got the nerve to give them awards for those fucked up roles. When these same actors and actresses play better roles and more, important roles that you can actually appreciate. They don't get awards for those.
Mm-hmm. Nah. We all know that Denzel and Holly got roles for not being the most honorable black people in the world, but
yeah, some of the greatest. Like
Jadakiss said, but, and why?
Yeah, why she had to win an Oscar for? Why you got to pop her for winning an Oscar? Mm-hmm. Why Denzel got to be crooked before he took it?
Yep.
They will say some microaggression shit. They will say, "Oh, because it's believable. He made the character so believable. Like, oh, so you just believe that every black person could be that fucking crooked, or a fucking pretty ass mulatto woman could just be a motherfucking crack whore fiend who lost her husband and want to get fucked by a white guy to feel good. Okay, got you.
Damn.
That That's what they. That's how they feel.
That's how y'all feel, Hollywood. Yeah. That's
12
why
you, years a slave and
that,
shit.
Yeah, that's why y'all full of shit, and that's why Black Panther's gonna be lit. But we're gonna talk about that a little later. But Aziz Ansari, man. So, when I was looking at this, I mean, I read the article. Mm-hmm. I was looking to things in different contexts, and I was trying to like really sum it up. Aziz Ansari has accomplished a lot as of late, you know, with his series Masters of None, which I really enjoy watching. So I'm thinking of it to my head. Okay, if Aziz Ansari didn't have money and fame, how else would he get pussy? If he wasn't a I'm just being honest. Yeah. I'm just being honest. The man is, you know, probably average at best. If he has, you know, with money. He's 5'6". He's short, so you know women don't care for short dudes like that. He's a tiny dude, so what he has to use is being clever. Even before he got rich, and he probably had to use his intelligence. He had to be clever, witty, and all that stuff. He has to do things to make up for it, for what, you know, what society says that he's lacking as far as getting a mate. Okay, now that he is a successful comedian slash actor, he's getting Emmys, he's getting Golden Globes, he's getting recognized for his work. And when you work up to that, for most men, they feel pussy should just fall in your lap. Like, let's be honest. Like, mm-hmm. That's why men do what they do. Why men try to strive to be in a higher position, a social status, because they know they can have more options. Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of options and more beautiful women they can have at their disposal. So that's why he did what he did. I mean, not necessarily what he did as far as, you know, becoming a celebrity. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Not because. Not grabbing her.
Giving her the claw and some other.
You know, gross, I'm a visual person. So
any other gross shit that he did in that article on, what's that, thebabe.net or whatever website that Grace, was it Grace? That was her name? The fake name?
Yeah, that was her fake
her
name.
Her fake name, Grace, was saying. And how the story started out that they met at the after parties at the Emmys. She was a 22-year-old Brooklyn photographer, white lady, of course, because I haven't heard anything about Aziz Ansari fucking with any other women besides white. So
right. And I don't know any Graces in any colors.
Well, that's not her real name.
Grace Jones.
But well. I don't know
puss,
about her.
Puss, 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 puss.
I don't know about her.
I don't know about her.
I don't know if I
pussy,
can accept her.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. Boomerang reference. But anyway. I'm reading the article. I'm like, okay. So he brushed her off at first. He didn't want nothing to do with her until he realized they had the same type of camera, 1980 style camera. They became friends. They exchanged numbers. And then they went back to New York. And, you know, they went on a date. She's texting her friends. Like, what do women, like, do when they know they're about to date a high-profile guy? Either if it's an actor, an athlete. I got to have some women info on this one.
I don't know. That never happened to me before.
I'm just saying, imagine. Come on, use your imagination, Leslie. Use your imagination. You dating a high-profile. Like, let's say, like, a J. Cole. You like J. Cole. J. Cole will ask you to take you out on a date.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what you will say. But, like, how would you hit your girls up on the text message, on the group chat?
Or, like, the fit Martian.
Come on, man. I need some. Our audience are men, so we need this insight from you, Nessa. We need you to hold it down. P.O.P.
I mean, of course, we would, like, not, I don't want to say brag, but we would definitely share that information with our girls.
Which she did.
Yeah.
And then she talked about her outfit, right? That was the second thing, right? The outfit with the pick out and all that. So
yeah, I'm like, bitch, what do I wear? What
black,
should I wear?
The black version.
she told her friend she was excited. She was trying to get her, get up together. Okay, mind you, this man probably paid for her dinner, which wasn't cheap in New York. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the food that they had was like a lobster, like.
Yeah, it was expensive ass food.
Hell yeah.
Like, he's coming out the pocket for this shit.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the chef was like, yo, on the house. But still,
I love the show, bro.
But still, the restaurant was
Still a fucking high profile restaurant, and you're being seen with a celebrity, and you're taking it on pictures on Instagram.
Yep.
You were flexing for the gram.
Yep.
And then she had the nerve to say, "We went back to his apartment. He gave me white wine. I'm more of a red person." Bitch. You don't shut the fuck really up and drink like this white wine. She said that on the interview.
Yeah. Now I'm talking about her. Like, you she entitled. Really had to point that out.
You entitled motherfucker. Like, really,
I feel
bitch?
Like she was more disrespected by that than the other shit he did. White wine?
She
motherfucker?
Off with that, yeah.
Yeah, so lost. Fast forward. This motherfucker's showing her apartment. She's like, "Ooh, you got granite countertops." He's like, "Yeah."
And she sound picky as fuck.
she's scoping out the scene. She's like, "This shit is nice." You know, for most guys, when a guy's go take the girl to his house, he 9 out of 10 times he's trying to fuck.
Man, look.
Especially
he dropped on
that dinner.
Before we get all crazy and want to like call us misogynists, hear us out.
No, shut your ass up. Don't say nothing. Just listen.
Okay, so he takes her to the house, right? Mm-hmm. And he, you know, she's looking at the countertop. She's like, "Okay, he feeling real alpha. This beta male is feeling real alpha right now."
Beta male.
So because you know, he's like, "Okay, I picked her up. I put her on the countertop and start kissing on her, and she was with the shits for a little bit, and she thought, oh, wait a minute, this is going too fast." Like, it's New York, one of the fastest paced cities in the world. Are you kidding me?
She should know because she's from there, right? Brooklyn?
Yeah, she's from Brooklyn. Unless she's a transplant, like most people from New York are, you know. And then I think he proceeded to go down on her, right? He went down on her.
Did he?
Yeah, he went down on her.
Oh, I must have skipped that part.
Yeah,
he went
down, ate her out, and everything.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And
I skipped that part. What the? Let me go back.
Aziz was eating her out and everything. She was like, "Oh, so, you know, maybe you should slow down." He was like, and then I guess he didn't hear it. So he went and tried to get the condom. And then at first, you know, she saw that she was uncomfortable. I'm just giving a brief summarization, guys. You guys can read the article. Mm-hmm. It gets very, very, very graphic and very vulgar at times.
So, you know, I didn't read the article. So, when did everything go left?
I think things went. She kissed him and all that shit, and then she went down on him. She returned the favor.
So
she returned the favor. She.
Why did they still put this article out?
Aziz like, "Wow, this is great. You know, I'm getting my chick sucked."
Well, no, because I read the part right before that when she was on there, whatever, and she started feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So then he was like, "Oh, let's go chill over there."
Yeah. And then Aziz,
and she sat
like,
on the floor, and he was on.
No,
the
that
sofa.
Was the second time. That
oh, that
was
the second
time. Yeah, he got his dick sucked after he ate her out.
Oh shit.
Or something like that. A little bit moments after he ate her out. And then he was trying to like fuck with her some more. And then she was like, "I'm feeling uncomfortable." So he was like, "Okay, I'm just chill. And I'm gonna just massage her and try to make her feel comfortable." And he was behind her.
And she was on the floor, right?
She was
while
on the
was
floor.
On the sofa.
He was on the sofa. So she's
can you stop?
What? What are you talking about?
Knock
it out.
So after he massaged her and trying to get her, and then he made her turn around
and he's pointing at
his dick like, you know what time it is, bitch.
And then she fucking sucked it.
And she sucked it twice. She sucked this man's dick twice, bro.
I'm gonna skip some parts.
She sucked this man's dick twice, man. And then like. How you feel uncomfortable when you suck the man's dick twice?
I'm lost right now. She lost me at the first time.
Yeah, me too. I didn't see that part.
She lost me like walking in the house. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, why you just didn't go home?
Nah,
like,
some females, they feel like if they get treated out to dinner,
they feel obligated.
They feel obligated to have
to
sex.
Give it up. And which, by and large, women, you don't. Because men spend money all the time on pussy one way or another. With him, I believe that he treated her like, "Oh, you're just another chick I can fuck because I'm Aziz Ansari. I'm on top of the world. Bitch, I just got an Emmy. I'm about to get a Golden Globe. my show is doing big numbers. I might do another movie. I got a movie coming up. Like, I'm on top of the world. I'm untouchable. He's like fucking Tommy Gunn and Belly right now. You think I give a fuck about a white bitch? I'm on top right now. So,
we not together. We dating.
He's like, we not dating. We fuck it. That's what that was.
I mean, the nigga took her out to eat, man. So.
And I'm not saying he's entitled because he took her out to eat, but I feel that Aziz probably needed to be more of a player, because, you know, regardless, if that was me picking up the bill, if I'm taking the chick out, I am not going to set myself up for disappointment. I am not going to be like, oh, I expect sex. If it happens, so be it. But my goal is, when I go on a date, is to be a gentleman first.
So it's not the expectation, it's the possibility.
It's the possibility, but I'm not going to be upset, nor am I going to force the issue.
That's usually when you get laid, when you do it that way, when you approach it that way. Yeah, well, long, long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago?
Yeah.
In the galaxy far, far away, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, I mean, it turns real left. And I think the line that she says is like, you guys are all the fucking same.
Yeah.
And she said that about Hollywood. Because you got to remember, Aziz went to the Golden Globes wearing that pin saying time's up. Mm. Now, that time's up was the symbolism for the, you know, he wore all black. The time's up pin was about, you know, Weinstein and all that shit. And it's kind of like she's depicting him to be the fox instead of the wolf. The wolf and the fox are always going to want the same thing. They just go about it differently. The wolf will eat you. The wolf is like, I'm going to eat you. The fox is like, no, I'm cool. I'm your friend. I'll be around you. And when's it time to eat? That fox is going to bite your ass too.
He turns into Swiper.
Swiper
the fox.
And that's the truth. I think, you know, she made him as a, turn him out to be a fox instead of a wolf, or a wolf in sheep clothing, either or. And then, like, for guys like Aziz, guys like who achieved so much in their career, but blow it all on some pussy? And I think that's man's greatest weakness. You know, for a moment in time, I thought money would be the equalizer for pussy, but it's not. But it's not, because powerful men have lost their power because of pussy. And now that women could just say all kinds of accusatory remarks and the public opinion will hang you easily. Let's say Aziz is innocent. Let's say that shit did not happen. His reputation is already tarnished by these accusations.
All it takes is an accusation.
Yep. All it takes for an accusation. But on the other side, you know, we know this from Emmett Till. A woman can lie and take it damn near to the grave and then tell the truth at the last minute.
Right, and she die.
On her deathbed. Oh, I lied. I'm sorry. Really? You bitch. You know what I mean?
Or, you know, or when a woman, there's, you know, from previous cases where a woman would cry rape, the guy goes to prison, and then she reneges on what she says and doesn't get penalized for it.
No penalization, statute of limitations, all that shit.
That's fucking crazy.
This is fucked up, man. I think men have to be careful. I don't care if you're a celebrity or not. If you're in the workforce, you better start talking to women like motherfucking dudes. I'm telling y'all straight up. y'all.
Just don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Hey, niggas are stupid, so I got to instruct them.
You know, I get it. I get it. You know, motherfucker get, you know, the dummy get hard. So, you lose blood in your brain and your feet. You can't run and you stupid. I get it. But, dude, you got to, like, press the red button or something. Code word pineapples or something. Like, fall back if
you
think of resisting.
You got to think of something ugly, something nasty to get you soft or something.
Something unattractive.
Something that will just make you go soft in an instant. I don't know. Taxes? Say something, nigga. Like,
how about prison?
Prison. Or taxes.
Or homelessness. Like, being homeless. I mean, That makes the dick go down.
No money.
When you got money. Yeah, when you got money.
Negative bank account. You know what I mean? Like
negative
something.
Negative bank account.
Collection agencies calling you.
What the fuck?
I don't know, nigga. Unkept trash. You know, you haven't taken out the trash. You smell the trash and yeah, something, man. Something that will keep you soft.
Mark McGuire. Shit. What? Something, nigga. He's a baseball player.
But where Aziz fucked up was the fact that she said she was uncomfortable. If I was Aziz and I knew that I got money and I knew that I have influence like that, okay, bitch, I'll call you Uber. Call the next girl up.
Why you just ain't? No, no.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Like, if it really, if it's, no, I don't know, man.
Maybe it's still different.
I'm like, if it's really that serious, if you just really just try to fuck, why don't you just, like, spend a little piece of your change on escort or something? I don't know, man.
But do you know what's taking
escort? High profile bitches.
But do you know what's taking escorts out of business? These fucking sex dolls that are about to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen these sex dolls? Have you seen them? They looking like straight up IG models, man. This is what the world's
you know
gonna come
funny,
to.
Man?
That's what the world's gonna come to. These powerful, rich and powerful men are gonna buy these fucking expensive IG model looking sex dolls. Oh, and they're gonna fuck the shit out of them.
Yeah. You know what's funny, man? I came across videos of them right before I seen that one that you showed me, or y'all showed me. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? This is stupid. Like,
yeah.
Nah,
like, she can't clean herself out. There's no period to flush herself out, nothing.
Well,
if you just going in there and just busting nuts.
Hey, niggas gonna have to be responsible. Responsibility, hey, it's better than a pregnancy and an STD. So, hey, you can't win them all.
Well, like, what if you naturally get one for not cleaning her out? You just naturally get an STD that
you
just,
stupid.
It's new and shit.
You're so stupid.
Oh, no. But, I mean, I think that's where it's going to go to. I think that's what it's going to lead to. Robothoughts. You know, robothoughts and sex dolls.
I feel like that, those are going to be more so towards, like, the nerdy like gamers that can't really like pull chicks they don't really care for the companionship. They just want to smash and go back to their video game.
I don't know. I think otherwise.
I think the rich people too. Yeah.
I think
well,
rich
yeah,
people.
But
I think athletes,
like,
basketball players. You know what I mean? I think everybody's gonna catch on to this shit. They be like, you know what? I got a fucking sex doll in the basement. My bitch acting up. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of this sex doll.
He just have an argument. She go to the bathroom, come back. Where the fuck he at? Okay.
Oh, he fucking
he
that bitch
in the
down the basement.
I have a question funny, for dude. Our lady listeners. If that were to go down, would you consider that cheating?
Well, imagine walking in on your dude full stroking a fucking dog. Like, ha,
I mean,
ha,
give
you see this nigga pants to his ankles, his ass out. He look
give it mad strokes, you know what I mean?
Baby, it's not what
I
you
mean,
think.
And I say this, and I say
it's
this.
A dog.
I say this because although it's not exactly the same, but like, you know, when females use a dildo, like, is that, would that low key kind of be equivalent? Obviously, it's not the whole body.
No, you know what?
But
they have male dolls.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, would guys try to use that? Like, you know what I mean? Try to flip it, and like, well, y'all be using dildos and fucking yourself with the fucking dildo. Why can't I fuck a fucking doll?
I think guys will use it.
They'll try it. They definitely will try it. But you know, like, personally, no, I don't think that's equivalent. I think that little ass. The one you just put on the desk, the one that just has the ass and the pussy right there.
Yeah.
That one's equivalent. Their nigga just
But the whole sex doll, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you rubbing her titties.
Yeah, she got breasts and shit.
You smacking
her
ass.
hey, she
thick, man.
Thick in the motherfucker.
She thick.
She gonna bend over for you however you want her to.
You stupid.
And let's
just like, you know, switch the question around for the guy. Like, if you walked in and your girl's riding a fucking male doll. And the nigga never stops getting hard or whatever. You ain't gonna feel the type of way.
I know niggas
what the
be
fuck?
Like, niggas be like, what the fuck I'm here for? Then I'm out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like women wants the best of both worlds. I want something amazing like this sex doll, but something real like you. This sex doll ain't real. He don't have no emotion. He don't have this. He just feel
like,
one part of the relationship.
Cut your dick off and use this one off the doll. What? It's bigger and it'll never go down.
What the fuck?
Confidence. And everything is just
and he
shot
don't
down.
He don't get grossed out if I'm on a period. I ain't gotta pull a towel down. He's
oh
with
my
the shit.
Oh my God.
And y'all can clean that nigga off. Yeah, there's clean no inside to him anyway.
Yeah, clean that nigga off. Yeah. You on your period, go ahead and fuck that nigga on your period.
Oh no. No. Man, I bet y'all still hit y'all females when she on her period.
I have before. Long time ago. Long time ago.
Oh my god.
Y'all crazy.
No. You gotta be down to be on the start it though.
Yeah.
You gotta be down to start it. Hey, oh, so I came 2 days early.
Be on my Tupac.
You got a head start.
Oh yeah, I fucking can't stand that
be
shit.
On my Tupac shit.
You on your head start.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about your period. I don't give a fuck about my dick.
Apparently not.
I don't give a fuck about myself. And when I say your pussy,
You're so stupid.
You're
so dumb.
Oh,
that's just crazy though. Like it's getting out of control.
I don't think that's what's going to happen. Yeah, so escorts, that's gonna fuck with escorts money.
Yeah.
So escorts gonna be like, I ain't no dog. I'm a real bitch. Fuck with a real bitch.
Yeah, and it's like they don't have to pay him. Like, they have to pay, like, a one-time fee because to buy him.
Yeah,
like,
one-time fee. Think about it. Nigga want to smash, the fucking sex doll ain't going to say, what are we?
You're so stupid, yo.
Unless
you're
they programmed him to say shit.
He was like, what are we? What I'm going to reset your ass if you say
what are we? You just push her head and she fall off the bed. Shut your ass up.
And she can't talk about being, domestic violence.
Oh, my God.
She's a fucking doll.
Do all kinds of bondage shit to it. Niggas gonna go.
It.
Motherfuckers.
Read the news. Motherfuckers. Sex robot presses charges against.
Hey.
Dude, if sex robots start pressing charges, then I'm gonna be worried because that means they're growing a conscience and they're going there fucking killing us.
Yeah, yep. iRobot type shit. That's what I'll be calling out. iRobot.
I'm gonna be on some iRobot shit. We keep talking about this. We talk about, I don't know what's gonna happen. A robot apocalypse, a zombie apocalypse from the nuclear showdown between Dotard and fucking Rocket Man, or is it just gonna be a fucking Mother Nature like gonna sweep and clean us all out? I don't know how it's gonna go down, but.
Shit, we
this
might.
Earth can't take this shit no more. Feeling like motherfucking Dave Chappelle and Nutty Professor. I had enough. I can't take this shit no more. And that's what Mother Nature's saying. And the stupidity.
Right, right. Yashu. Clash.
Yeah.
I just thought of something stupid as hell.
What's up?
Like, you know, before we even make it to the sex robots present charges, what if, like, Amazon's... Alexa, the little Echo.
Oh my gosh.
Presses charges.
You're like, Alexa.
Alexa, pull up Pornhub. I'm sorry. That is disrespectful. I am pressing charges.
Alexa, talk dirty to me. Niggas be so lonely. Be asking for Alexa to talk
Alexa,
dirty to them.
Can I put you down my pants? What? And can you hum?
Can you hum?
Alexa, vibrate.
Here's another dynamic about the sex dolls. Sex dolls ain't gonna look at a nigga's dick and be like, what is that?
Oh man.
Niggas gonna be mad confident
dick
with them
shaming.
Sex dolls. Yeah. No dick shaming from sex dolls. They gonna be looking at niggas. Niggas be like, yeah, girl, that's what you like, huh? I'm telling you, man, sex dolls gonna revolutionize the game. Ladies, y'all gonna
imagine
have to
them like programmed to say, "Oh my God, you're so big!"
Oh
you're
my
so
God,
big.
It is
oh
so
God,
big!
Oh shrimp
so
dick having ass, stop it!
Oh my God, it's so big.
Meanwhile, Ness is at home. No,
there you go.
Oh shrimp dick, you ain't over there.
Nigga, pull out his meat, girl. The girl be like, "Nah, I passed." He be like, "Well, I know who likes it.
Right.
We'll go down this basement and fuck this
stupid." Pass the who? The sex doll in the basement. Why got me in the basement, though?
Right? Every time.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you're not going to have it posed bent over in the living room all day.
Nigga, you know how scared I will be if I go to a homeboy's house and a sex doll is right there just chilling, acting like she's watching TV? The fuck? I'm not spending the night here, nigga.
Nigga, if I have one, I'll have her bent over, like looking at you. Bent over and shit in front of the couch. Like, yeah, man, come through, man.
What?
Yeah, sit right here.
Sit right here.
Yeah, nigga. What are you doing? Got your sex doll in the living room.
Bitch, did the eyes just move?
Yeah, I'll do it just for that. Just to scare
so
niggas
stupid.
Like, nah, man, she don't move, man.
You're so stupid.
And she started moving around. I'm the fuck out of here on some fucking Black Mirror shit. Man, I'm getting the mm-mm.
I know, right?
Mm-mm.
That would be creepy.
Hell nah, nigga.
Like, you sit there and she start rubbing on your thigh. I'm out of here. Out of here, nigga.
Be talking to her like she's a pet. Oh, I think she likes you, dog. I don't know this bitch. She ain't a fucking dog.
Imagine it's my dog. You tell me that happened. I'm like, oh, we both getting the hell out of the house. Nah, fuck that. Fuck her. Fuck this house, nigga.
That's some scary like, shit. When you think about it.
That's real scary.
You know, she going at the she trying to tempt you now. You know what I mean? You're about to get some food. She's at the refrigerator, bent over and shit, looking like like, bitch, you a robot. You don't need to eat. But she just doing that shit to seduce you.
Well, what if she cooking something for you though?
Bitch, you ain't got no taste buds. How the fuck I know this is good?
She's programmed everything to a T, the recipe and all that shit.
Shit, white people, according to white people ingredients, some Black people ingredients.
However you want to program shit. We got smart Black people out there.
Oh, yeah, we do. We need more Black programmers, astronauts, all that shit. Be better than us.
That's just funny because the first thing I'm thinking is like a cheating sex dog.
A cheating?
Bitch, how you going to cheat on me? I bought you.
I own you.
Bitch, literally. You see that box right there?
I got the title / birth certificate for your ass.
It'd be like, bitch, you see that box right there? I will put your ass back in there and send you back to the manufacturer with skeet all inside of you, bitch, if you act up.
You're stupid. So dumb.
In all her holes.
You know what?
Hey, one listener did like the vulgarity of our episode, so shout outs to you.
Nothing is safe in this world. Not we even the vulgarity.
We say the fuck what we want. You know what
Not
I mean?
Not even these dolls.
Not even these dolls. You better watch out for these dolls, though, for real. You know, no Chucky.
Oh, man.
Who said that? Someone said, like, if he's like fucking the doll, not even the doll, but like the robot ones, and like.
The cybernetic son comes in or something like that.
No, like
I seen a meme like that. It was Chucky.
Like if your dick is stuck or something. Like
oh,
that.
Come on now. Like if you break through the synthetic skin, because you fucking her so hard, and you hit a.
What if she start doing?
You hit a piece of metal and she's like, oh
shit, ouch.
Ooh. She start doing Kegels like a little too hard.
Nigga.
Squeeze the shit out your dick.
Oh, hell no.
Ooh, niggas been think twice.
You got to the hospital. The doctor's like, what happened,
don't
sir?
Worry about that.
The shrimp niggas got to worry about them Kegels, man.
They don't got to worry about them Kegels unless she can adjust herself to fit any. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oof.
Excuse me, sir. What happened prior to this this incident?
I was mid stroke, right? And I guess I saw smoke coming from the back of her neck.
And then also, let's, you know, not for the shrimp dick niggas, but the crazy mandingo niggas too. Let's think about it. They face the same discrimination, but in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas, they pull their shit out. Girls be like, oh shit, this is too big. I can't fuck with you. And niggas sitting here lonely with a big ass dick, like, man, no one wants to fuck with me. My shit's too big. I'm gonna fuck this robot. So it goes both ways in extremes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying in extremes. Because, you know, some girls be like, oh, give me a big dick, dick, give me a big dick, dick. And they finally get one. They be like, you know what? Maybe I bit off more than I can chew. Some girls be like, you know what? I'll just give you head. Like, just I'm not having that scrambling my ovaries.
Hell nah. If he ain't getting no pussy, he ain't getting no head either.
What?
Well, shit. If I'm scared that his shit's too big, like my little ass mouth is not gonna. What the fuck am I gonna do? Suck the tip? You know.
Your mouth ain't the same size as your vagina.
It's not.
Do something.
Actually,
look around it. Or something.
It's not. Your use vagina your can adjust. Your vagina can push out a damn baby. My mouth can't. I'm just saying.
That's when it's stretched. I'm sure your mouth can stretch too. If you relax it enough,
or use the claw movement that Aziz was doing to old girl.
That shit made me feel uncomfortable reading that shit because yeah, I could see it.
That's
happening.
Not. I don't think that's. Hey, Aziz, don't you ever use that move
so
again?
He put his fingers in a V shape and like he would stick it down her throat and then finger her
not funny.
And then go back.
No,
to
not,
her.
Not funny.
He would do that and then make her like play with herself and go back and forth. And I'm like.
And she was doing it, but the thing was after
he might as well have
she left and called her Uber and all that shit. And she felt bad about it. I don't think it was the fact that, you know, to an extent it's borderline rapish, but she kept going along with it. She could have left a long time ago. She could have had pepper spray that nigga in his face and leave him. She could have tased that motherfucker if she wanted to. She could have stabbed that motherfucker if she wanted to.
She brought the alpha out of him.
Because
that beta ass.
With the beta moves, with the pain for everything.
That shit wasn't beta when he was making her do that shit with her fingers.
Mm. Oh, because that's when the wolf was coming out. And and to him, he thought that, you know, oh shit, I didn't know. I guess it was a miscommunication.
Based off of her story, there was no miscommunication.
What he was trying to base it off of. He's like, I that's not the vibe I picked up. So that's what I'm saying.
I
have to hear his side of the story before I draw my conclusion.
From the way you explained it, it sounded like she's speaking from what's in her head because she kept going. Mm-hmm. She said she said something to him.
Yeah.
But I guess he didn't hear it. Like,
his dick was hard.
If she really wanted him to stop, she would have went super hard on it. Like, no, stop, no.
But also, like, there was...
For her, she's starstruck. She's inebriated. She's 22 years old. He's 34. This nigga got 12 years on her.
That's his first mistake.
Dealing with young-ass women?
Yeah, that's too young. Like, you know, if you ask yourself, like, how young would you go... Wouldn't make it that down, like that far down for me.
Yeah, but I guess they feel like because she's so young and because he's a star that, you know, it would work out in his favor. I mean, that's what I'm assuming.
But the thing is, the star or not, he's brown and she's white. I'm going to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
She's white.
Yeah. So she's right.
And, you know, when white girls scream rape, bruh. As a black man and hearing all these horror stories and niggas going to jail off of false accusations. Remember, Emmett Till got killed for a false accusation. So we know, like, this shit is in favor of white women when they scream rape, whether if it happened or not. Just for the accusation alone, it could, like, damage men's lives. And I think that's what men have to understand. They have to guard their success with their very own life. They can't let their dick make decisions anymore. You're going to have to think with your fucking head. Yo, how should I approach this woman? How should I say hi to her? I'm giving this chick a handshake. I'm giving her a fist bump when I'm on set working.
Fist bump.
You know, I'm not, you know, if you're a method actor, you're just going to be like, look, I'm gonna kiss you, but when that shit goes cut, I'm off you.
Maybe they should do like contracts or something with these.
There should be contracts, legally binding contracts. And I think I said this before. I was like, in your entourage, you need an undercover cop and you need an undercover lawyer. You need that one lawyer nigga on day, like, come up with a printer and a laptop and print out a LegalZoom contract. and sign the contract and keep it pushing. Or digitally sign it with your last four of your social security, either or.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A contract of consent.
Yes. Like Dave Chappelle said on the contract on his sketches.
Yeah.
He called this shit out, 10, 12 years ago? But, hey, he wrote this shit back in 94.
Didn't Drake say something about, like, that? Wait, who said it? Was it Drake? Something about, like, you have to, like, give up your phone. Like, if you...
Oh, yeah. No phones. No phone access.
Yeah. Drake.
Out the hotel.
Bow Wow said that shit or something like that.
That's what's going to be. Like, throw your phone.
Talking about James Harden.
Yeah. That. No phone. All that shit. Second phones. Third phones. None of that shit. Like, phones out.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, if I were, especially a male in that type of industry, I would definitely have contracts on deck. And if the girl thought it was ridiculous to sign, I'd be like, all right, well, shit, I guess nothing's going down.
Nothing's going down. I'm going to fuck the shit out of this sex doll. Or I'm going to go on Pornhub. There ain't nothing to a nigga. You know what I mean? I've been through these days.
I think Nessa would be savage if she was a nigga.
Let's hear some savagery, Nessa. How would you say if a chick wasn't down to sign the contract?
I would be like, there's the door.
There's the door?
There's the door. Call yourself a Uber, bitch.
Stop. You stupid.
I would only call the Uber if she did smash, but if she didn't, she got to call her own Uber.
Call your own Uber. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a
fuck. And she couldn't even, I don't even, and it, like, if she's just like, oh my gosh, she's an asshole. Just, I mean, you know what it is. You know what it is.
He's like, look, bitch.
Like, you made the it this far.
The surge is at 3.0 right now. The surge is at 3.0. You stupid. Do you really want to call your own Uber?
Stupid. It's okay. You can go downstairs and take a nap in the lobby. I'm sure they won't bother you until the surge goes down.
Just tell them that you wait for the surge to go down. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, if she ain't with the shits, like, I'm not, especially if I'm a black person in the industry, like, I'm not taking no chances. She ain't with the shits, fuck it. It's not like it, for every female that says no,
there's five that will.
Exactly.
It's going to be five that will. Aziz,
and I don't
should have known that
you guys,
from the
but I'm
start.
Just saying that's the reality of it.
And that's what Aziz fucked up. He should have known. For one that won't, there's five that will, man. There's five. That's what that will. And nigga, why don't you give your fellow Indian Punjabi girls a shot?
Oh,
you keep
God,
fucking with these stupid white girls. Give your Indian girls a shot.
I'm still stuck on the fact that she went through with everything. Yeah. I hate to say it, like,
but some people, they feel like, as women, you feel how do I say it? I guess it's like if you're she was just probably just scared.
She felt powerless.
Yeah, like, you know, you never know. Some females feel that way. They don't know how to say no.
Grow some ovaries, some balls. Just know every time you look in the mirror, like, I am a white woman.
Or
and when I scream rape. They're going to believe me.
Or it was premeditated.
Or a setup. Maybe she was an agent. There's a lot of agents out here.
She could be on that, whatchamacallit? You know, on some shit. With the, who was it? Oh, my gosh.
Give us a clue.
No, you know how that one lady, she represented Black China and then.
Oh, Lisa Bloom?
Man. Is that her name, Lisa Bloom?
I think so.
Who was it too?
If you had Lisa Bloom out here doing, if that girl comes out with Lisa Bloom doing the fucking, like, press conference and shit, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
disease.
You already know what it is.
Because luckily for Kevin Hart, he cheated on his wife. He cheated on his wife with a Puerto Rican woman. At least, Kevin, you're smart enough to do that. If that had been a white girl, oh my God. Oh no, you would have lost all your money. You really would have been irresponsible, Kevin. Oh no.
Oh, he's still irresponsible, yeah. Kevin.
Still. But he was smart. I love to fuck with a Puerto Rican girl,
he
not
just,
a white girl.
He just would have been more irresponsible.
Yeah. So Kevin, I give you partial credit for.
He said partial credit. I give
that.
No credit, motherfucker.
You don't get a cracker from me, my dude. You already. I mean, you know yourself. You fucked up. So yeah. Man, you know.
Hey, Kevin, fuck what they say. You were somewhat smart about it. You weren't completely smart, but you were somewhat smart. You picked your battles. You still lost, but you still picked your battles. So, all right, man. So, off that shit. What else you guys want to talk about? Donald Trump's shithole comment? Or you guys want to talk about this Black Panther viewing pages that have been popping
Let's
up.
Let's start with the Donald shithole. Yeah.
The shithole?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you guys thought about it? What you guys think about the shithole comments?
You know, my comments be a lot
talking about,
like, real brief, right? So the first thing I would say is he's a shithole. That's it.
He's a shithole for saying shithole?
Yeah, because, like, I forget the news anchor.
Was it Don Lemon?
No, it wasn't Don Lemon. It was a white dude. White
Anderson
hair.
Cooper?
Anderson Cooper.
Gotcha.
Went in on the subject because he went out to Haiti right after the earthquakes and stuff and seeing how people were and how they had to save themselves basically after the disaster. And it made him, you know, start tearing up thinking about it because the fact that our president is saying this bullshit about countries, including Haiti.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, yeah, we do not back what he's saying. Because he wanted to let everybody know that's watching.
On behalf of us,
you know, we don't back this president or his comment about other countries being shitholes.
Yeah. And it was so funny that he said that, like, why don't we get some people from Norway? And you say, like, it's not racist. Like, dude, it's like fucking. And people defend him to an extent. Like, how could you not say that's racist? Like, how could you not be? You talk about El Salvador, brown people. You talk about African nations. You talked about Haiti. Who occupies Haiti? Black people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you talk about Norway. That's like a homogenous society full of like 90% of white people in there. Actually, that's doing better in the U.S. in certain aspects of society.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They ain't fucking with the
Why
U.S.
Why in the fuck would they need to go to the USA? Norway is doing just fine all by itself. They're like, oh, thank you, Donald Trump, but we do not want to come to America.
Is that how the Norwegians talk?
I don't know. any Norwegians, let me know.
You get credit for the attempt.
I get credit for the attempt. Partial credit. Like, I get partial credit to Kevin Hart.
He's stupid.
But, you know, they're pretty sure they're like, man, fuck that dude, man. We don't fuck with. I think Norway said they don't fuck with Donald Trump either, but,
yeah.
You know.
Man, but that's gonna get us in some trouble,
and that's crazy because like that's a form of white nationalism. You are scared that white people are going to be depopulized by a certain time. But they say estimated of like 2050, there's not going to be that many white people in the world because how the rates going, how niggas be fucking everything that walks, and mm-hmm. and now how these white Mixing billionaires up. Are fucking black women too, you know. Hey.
Yeah, it ain't just us. It's they ass too.
You gotta call it on both sides.
Did you guys see the both video sides. That I sent you guys? Of like all the ladies. They were talking about that comment, and there was one. Hold on. I sent you guys the video.
It's a video.
Do 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 do. I'm bad at
do 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 do.
Oh, this one.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys see that
one? Oh yeah, I watched that video. And
oh, sorry.
See, the thing about when people always talk about Donald Trump, they always got to bring up Clinton. Yes, the Clinton, nigga. I know the Clinton's done some fucked up shit too. I know they done mandatory minimums. I know they fucked over Haiti, too. Mm-hmm. I know they done some bad shit, too. But we're not talking about the Clintons, nigga. We're talking about Trump. Stay on subject, conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on subject. We're talking about the president of the United States, number 45. We're not talking about Clinton administration, what they did in the past. Their administration is over and done with. You can look back and judge it, but stop using that as an argument to justify.
Skip over the Bush administration. If you want to go back and talk about presidents, like,
dude, I'm telling you, Donald Trump makes me miss the hell out of George Bush. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, he make me miss W really bad. At least W made an attempt to sound politically correct and smart and stuff like that.
He still was fucking up.
He was still an idiot too, but god damn, like, this world sold its soul.
Where that dude at that was throwing a shoe at people, man?
Shit, he's in jail, probably rotting away right now. Still to this day. He's probably dead in a motherfucker. Like, at Donald Trump, not Donald Trump, but George Bush, you gotta give him props for the little evasion that he did. He had a little head movement. I wonder if he boxed back in the day.
You stupid.
Motherfucker threw the shoe at him.
He just good at running.
He knew how to. He looked like he was dodging jabs back in his day.
He's stupid.
Like, okay.
That jab came from far away.
Yeah, you could telegraph that one. So it wasn't like it caught you by surprise. Yeah, man, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, the shithole comments is bullshit because Donald Trump weren't your grandparents like German immigrants? And I'm pretty sure Germany was a shithole at that time during World War I. What about your fucking whorehouse that you picked up Melania in? But she lived in the shithole?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to talk about shithole countries? You got fucking Donald Trump, Trump Towers set up in different countries that are supposedly shitholes too, right? And what about the fucking Haitian, a Haitian official or a prince or someone like that? Not a Haitian prince, but a Haitian, someone high up in the Haitian government still has rooms or something like that in collusion with Donald Trump. You want to talk about that? Like, come on, man. Like, you got to watch what you say, bro. And people, I know Cory Booker, he was going off too earlier on some chick talking about her amnesia. It's really bad. I couldn't watch it, but he was speaking very passionately. But I can't trust no politician, left or right. I don't trust y'all niggas because California has the highest tax rate And it's a liberal place. It's a liberal state. It's a blue state.
Where
it's like, I don't trust any of y'all motherfuckers. I'm just like this. Whoever's going to do the best by me and my peoples, that's who I'm voting for. Period. Republican, independent, Democrat. Fuck this tribalism shit. What's in it for us? That's all I'm saying. And I think that's what black people need to do when it comes to holding our political position. Because the Koreans, they got each other. The Koreans got each other. The Jewish got each other. All these communities got each other except for us.
Question. If Bernie were to make it, do you think he would have got assassinated?
I feel that if you're a president who's trying to make real change, you get assassinated. So if there weren't any
assassinated
real,
or
if there were no real assassination attempts
or accusations will pop up to where
discredit and know, make you look crazy and shit like that.
They would assassinate him or his character, either one.
There you have it.
That's real.
But you know, when you talk about these shithole countries, these people are leaving bad regimes. People in Southeast Asia left during Pol Pot's reign. I mean, he was going out there killing all his people, right? You had people in war-torn countries, at earthquake-stricken places, famine-stricken places like Ireland, the potato famine. Irish motherfuckers forgot all the fact that they weren't even considered white back then. They weren't treated as white people. Y'all were just a notch above black people and Irish people. I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. You cannot compare your indentured servitude to black slavery. Period. Don't argue with this shit. You weren't dehumanized as black people. Yes, you probably had, you were treated less than white people, but you were never as treated as poorly as black people during that time. Okay. But anyway, Italians, some bad shit was going on in Italy. They moved them over. It's like America is an amalgamation of immigrants. That's what made the place better. China was going through bad things. And they came over to America to help build the railroad. All these places came from shithole countries. Supposedly. And you just want to turn your back and just talk about other people's countries like that? They come out here and become entrepreneurs. Some of them come out here and assimilate to American society and become business people, people who, you know, doctors and all that stuff. Like, you can't just there's going to be bad apples everywhere. Shit, we got bad apples here who were born Americans. Mm-hmm. I could say I'm from a shithole city. Well, these people from shithole cities coming to California. Oh, shit. I mean, my family's from Gary and fucking Flint, Michigan, and all that shit. I'm shithole cities, right? Still live in the country. Like, how can you talk about a shithole country when you got shithole cities?
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, that's just me. You just can't say it. You got shithole neighborhoods.
Like, now, that I agree with.
Like, you can't.
There's some shithole neighborhoods out this motherfucker.
Like, you can't sit here
There's
and just
some general shithole people in them.
Yeah, so there's a lot of shitholes everywhere, Donald. What are you talking about?
Well, that's the thing. It's to the point where, like, I'm not even surprised or shocked, like anything that comes out of his mouth anymore. Like, he's still going to be him, you know.
Yeah.
And he sees nothing wrong with it. Anything that he says or that he does.
I don't see anything wrong with what he's saying. He's saying what he's saying, not just for shock value, that he's saying because he's saying shit that a lot of people have been thinking, but they're scared to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's being the voice for all those bigots out there. You know, people will say, oh, Donald Trump is not racist. Like, if he's not racist, then shit, he's a hell of a bigot. You want a hell of a bigot. And I'm pretty sure, of course, every president always had to mask their bigotry by looking a certain way so that it doesn't seem like they're not racist, but we know that. Black people know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, those motherfuckers said those sons of bitches taking a knee, but then these race haters, they're just some fine people. I never understood that, so he's been an idiot for a while now.
Like, to me, like, now I'm not even like hurt for the fact. I'm just saying, like, he's just trying to look for his white folks. In the end of the day, he's just looking out for his white folks. He's trying to make sure that his elite billionaire homies make money. He's trying to make sure that the white population sustain itself for trying to slow the endangerment of the white species by trying to have more people from Norway, Germany, all these white countries come into the USA instead of blocking out all the Haitians and the El Salvadorians and the other people from African nations. He's just looking out for his white folks. And as black folks, I think that is a great thing because now it makes us look at each other and say, hey, we have to fuck with each other. We have to stick together because he's doing what's in the best interest of him and his people.
You know what? I think he plays a fine line that makes him look racist, but he's all for the wealthy people. Because like you said, there's the whatever Haitian personality over there, whatever Haitian guy over there can have reserved rooms in the Trump Tower. If he's really like not giving a fuck about Haitians, that dude would be included, but
he wouldn't fuck them with him at all. But it's certain to a certain degree. Like for me, I work in a government job. So if I work in a government job, I make money from the government, but it's up to me how I use my money to distribute to my people. Even though I might get a white guy signing my check, what am I doing with my money after I get that check? Am I spending it back to white companies or am I trying to help my community? So that's why I say it. I see that he's accepting black money, but he's going to spread it out to his people. That's just, you know what I mean? So that's how I see it. So
where would he spread it though? Like
his family, his legacy.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. It's his immediate, you know, family bloodline, whatever, but like to the other white people, like how would he spread it? Like, because I feel like it's all about the money, man. Like
he'll spread the ideology. He's gonna spread it to his billionaire homies. He's gonna spread it to his family members, and he's gonna keep telling poor whites that the reason why your life sucks, the reason why you're broke is because of these Mexicans or these Asians or these black people.
Yeah, I think he only said that to get in office.
Dave Chappelle said it best in his stand up in Equanimity. He said, "Motherfucker, he's not fighting for you. He's fighting for me. I'm rich." Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's gonna look out for rich folks regardless, because you know there are some rich black folks
that he's actually cool with.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, enough about Dotart. I don't know. You guys have any more further comments on Dotart?
Yeah, he's green. He's not white. or should I say blue now?
He's blue? I thought he's been orange for the longest time.
Those 100 bands.
Those 100 bands?
Yeah, if there's orange in the fucking dollar or $100 bill, yeah, he's orange and blue and green.
All right. Well, speaking of wealth, black wealth being distributed, well, even though we're a lot of black people going to spend trillions and billions of dollars on this movie, even though it's owned by a white company, it's offering black people a great representation. And I'm going to keep saying once and say again, Black Panther coming out. Now, Nessa would have talked about the groups.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up with the groups? I know San Diego Melanin got their thing, and then...
How many groups are there?
Shit, they're going to be a bunch. So,
because I know there was there was one they sold out. It was like 200 and something tickets.
Ultra Star Cinemas, I think.
And then they turned around and got a second one, which was 103 tickets, and sold that out in less than 24 hours. Like, that shit's so crazy. And that's just San Diego.
Imagine Los Angeles, where there are affluent black neighborhoods. And like, see, that's one thing LA will have over San Diego. People could talk shit all about LA all they want, but LA has something that black folks don't have here, and that's affluent black neighborhoods. I think once upon a time, there was an affluent black neighborhood near around Oak Park, up in the hills, San Diego, old black money over there, but it's not prevalent as like a Baldwin Hills or Ladera Heights. You know, that LA has. So that's one thing I envy about LA. Y'all got affluent black neighborhoods, and we need those. We need that. I know my lady, she got offended by one of the posts because they want to make sure it's like stay super black, and her daughter is part black. if you, what was it, a Rakdagoon or something like that? If, you know, if I just told her, I was like, babe, don't let it bother you. If she, the one drop rule, you got to apply the one drop rule.
The one drop rule.
If they see you with her, that's your daughter. And like, okay, you're one of us. But she's not culturally raised black. But she knows, she acknowledged that she's black. But mm-hmm. that's what happens in the, you know, in the biracial situation. And the dad's, you know, not there in the picture. And that's why, that's what, and let me revert back to this. Fellas, if you fucking with a woman that's not black and you skip out on your kid, don't get mad if they're raised like the other race. Don't get mad. You should not. You know, if you skip out on your Filipino girlfriend and her son or her daughter gets raised like a Filipino woman, like a full-blooded Filipino woman, nigga, that's your fault. Because all she knows is that half. Mm-hmm. Same thing about white kids. Half white kids, same thing about half Mexican kids or half Puerto Rican. Well, Puerto Rican's not a race. It's a, it's an, it's a, it's a nationality. But that's up for, that's for another discussion.
No, I know somebody who's she's black and Filipino as well, and she says when people ask her, "Oh, what do you mix with?" she always says Filipino and black. I don't know. I've always just said black and Filipino. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, I'm used to saying that. But with her, she makes it a point to say Filipino black. Her dad was in the picture. She grew up with her mom. And she can speak Tagalog. She can understand it, you know.
Which is fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So she's.
But like I said, like, niggas, y'all need to stop skipping out on your kids. Period. You know, and also.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. No, because I'm about to say, oh, nigga, you name my kid this. You know, like, that's not a black name. Like, duh, nigga, you fucked the Filipino woman. You fucked the Mexican woman. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like in that scene in on fucking, what's that? Do the Right Thing. Mm-hmm. Fucking Spike Lee, Mookie's mad about his son being named Hector. Nigga, if you were there for the birth process and named the kid, maybe his son, your son wouldn't be named Hector.
Which, duh. But, I mean, to go back off of the comment of Natalie. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a way, I can kind of understand she feels, because I mean, obviously I look black. Like, a lot of people don't know that I'm Filipino, or I don't want to say a lot, but some people don't know I'm Filipino. They're just like, oh, you're black.
Yeah, they look at you like, you black, you got a little good hair, you got Indian in your family. All right.
Indian, he's stupid. But growing up, I, you know, I was one of the kids that I've spoke about this in the earlier episodes, where I didn't fit in. This came out of people's mouths. I was too Filipino to be black, or I was too black to be Filipino. So it's like, I wasn't really accepted by either of the two, like in middle school anyways. High school, it wasn't as bad. Well, the black girls didn't like me in high school until my sophomore year. I had to gain my respect by almost getting into a fight, which is dumb. But so in that sense, I kind of like get that. And I'm all for, like, you know, black power and all that stuff.
Black empowerment, but it's just like,
I guess, because just, I mean, I guess kind of like reading it, and it's just like, you know, black, it's like in capital letters, like black people only, black this, black that. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I get it. But then for someone who's biracial, that may not look like me, that may look more Filipino, might feel some type of way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so that was just the only thing. I was like, damn, like, I low-key, I was like, are they being racist?
I mean,
like,
you know.
I think they shouldn't
feel some type of way because you're black. Like, the only thing I would say is if it said you got to look black when you walk.
Well, no, I say, okay, so my thing is, what if, for instance, Daniel, you know, he's white, but he's loves the black culture,
like, and he got, like, black daughters,
like, would he not be accepted in the movie, like, to go to, at least go, like, if his girl were to get tickets,
Cupid,
for them,
and then he brings Daniel,
like, how would
she,
like,
brings Daniel,
would that
yeah.
be unacceptable?
I'm that.
Just curious.
They both gonna walk up like, everybody can kiss our ass if y'all ain't agreeing with this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's how they just gonna roll. They gonna go anyway.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
like,
no,
okay, like, you know, y'all show up to the movies as a group. We gonna watch this motherfucker in the same theater. I don't care. You know, y'all can either accept this as who we are, or we just gonna do our own thing. That's just how they are. You know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
But, you know, that's the thing, too, about, like, interracial and biracial. Like, mm-hmm. okay, you can't get mad about a black person and a white person dating together and they make a child. He's like, you can't, drool over the product but not hate the production of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't say, oh my God, Jesse Williams is so woke. He's so beautiful with his fucking light skin, blue eyes, and he's the wokest light skinned man. But you know how that light skinned man became a light skinned man, right? All y'all drooling over Don Benjamin, drooling over Jesse Williams, drooling over fucking Shamar Moore, drooling over Jadena, drooling over Boris Cujo. Like, hello? You know how these niggas were made? All right then. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because like, you know, then you go into that topic, like how black people, some black people be like, trying to separate light skin and dark skin. So
yeah. If y'all do colorism shit, then I'm that. Yeah, that's colorism. I'm like, you know what? I guess me, girl, dog, we gonna.
Nigga, I walk up with a shirt, motherfucking Q-tip on it, and say black is black. Say something from the me, myself, and I video. It'll be a screenshot.
That's my jam right there.
Like, I'll just pull out of here. I'll just pull up my DNA.
You're so stupid.
I think it'll say black is black on the front, and on the back it'll be a screenshot of me saying suck my dick.
Oh my gosh.
but I know,
I don't think they would take it that far.
But I'm gonna take it that far. But yeah. I just feel sometimes some certain people may feel alienated from it. But I understand what they're doing.
I know they won't vocally say it, but you know, like just from growing up, you know, with black people, like some of those super pro black people would be some.
Or think about it.
They're like, look, just kind of look and shit. Yeah.
Or think about it.
I'll be over there looking at them like, fuck you looking at, man.
Or think
like,
about the what's that, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode. Carlton was discriminated. Bro. Remember that episode?
When they was trying to pledge.
Yeah. Carlton was going hard for the fraternity, right?
Yeah. And he was darker than Will Smith.
That's real. He really was.
Yeah, he was just acting super preppy and white.
OG Bobby Johnson out here discriminating.
Yeah. He's not a brother, my brother.
Oh, man. But anything else, man?
Also, did you guys hear about the man in New York who created a GoFundMe page to so that some kids in Harlem can go see the movie?
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
I thought that was dope.
I heard about that.
Oh, I want to say these groups, we're not talking about y'all. We're just speaking on like the topic of black people being that way.
Yeah.
We're not saying that you groups are actually doing that.
Oh
shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
could be a possibility.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Could be a possibility.
To be clear,
I'm just saying it could be a possibility. But hey, we still love y'all regardless. Hey,
Damn, you know.
Now you guys want to play?
You won't. You won't find out until you walk up. Like then you just look at the eyes and see how they act and shit. Yeah. You're like, okay, I see what's going on here, but. The post didn't literally say, like, no half-breeds or no
light-skinned. Yeah.
Damn, like, you know,
no mutts in this motherfucker.
That would be so fucked up.
A lot of niggas would be discounted easily.
Yes.
Easily, but we still love y'all. We still love each other. That's what it's all about.
We're still going to watch that movie.
I'm still going to watch. I'm seeing that shit twice. I'm seeing it on IMAX, and I'm seeing it in 3D. So
I'm watching in San Diego, and then I'm watching in L.A.
Hey, that's lit.
Just not in Compton. Fuck that.
Well, Compton's about to get gentrified. It's going to be safe there soon.
Well, as of right now. I'm not going to none of those theaters.
No Magic Johnson theaters?
If they ain't Compton, no.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
I'd have been to a movie in Compton. Like a black movie in Compton.
Anessa, you got a question of the night? Sorry, buddy. We went over the NSA. Do you want to hold it for next week or?
Yeah, because this one's like, it's not like lengthy, but it would take up some time.
Oh,
so.
Okay. We'll put that in the program for next week. Episode 95. Watch out for NSA.
95.
Question of the night?
No. Actually.
Question of the night? Okay, we'll wrap this up. Make sure you like us on Facebook, motherfuckers.
No shout outs?
No. I'm getting to that.
Make sure
you like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Jiggas Up Pod. Make sure you send your listener letters so we can read them aloud on the show and give you some bad advice from us. JiggasUpPodcast@gmail.com. We'll put the link in the description. But shout out rounds, man. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Gotcha.
Shout out to Monica. She's been a quiet guest. Just chilling with us. I'll leave it at that. But another shout out to Aaliyah. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, baby girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Aaliyah. What about you? I was about to say.
Was it, when was it, today? Oh, shit.
Shadi Adu.
Shadi.
She's 59, I think.
Today's her birthday.
Shadi.
Shadi. Don't even look a day older than, what, 35.
Older than the 90s. She don't look a day older than the 90s. She's the same.
You said she's a saint?
She's the same.
Oh, I thought you said she's a saint.
Just for that.
She's a saint.
Just for that, I'm going to bump Is It a Crime on the way home.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer? Where did Val Kilmer came from?
The movie, The Saint.
Oh, The Saint. Yeah.
Just wordplay. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Val Kilmer.
These rap lyrics over here, cuz. No, I'm playing.
What about you, Ness?
Just shout out to everybody trying to go see this movie. Like, I, you know, despite all the little controversy they were trying to.
On Stan, you know, on Michael.
Yeah.
Who's
despite
next?
All that, I just think it's dope that people are coming together and actually, you know, try to make shit happen regardless of all that.
And I think this is true. I think this is the biggest black superhero ensemble since Meteor Man. Name another black superhero movie that had an ensemble like that. People are cracking up, bro. I'm stating facts.
Shaft.
Superhero movie.
Black superhero movie. Correction. He's our black superhero.
Okay. So let's compare Shaft to Meteor Man. Let's look at Shaft. Okay, you had Samuel Jackson. Who was another big star?
You talking about Samuel Jackson version?
No. I'm talking about 70s, man. Since I said since, that means Meteor Man. Because Meteor Man's more recent than Shaft. Are we talking? Which staff are we talking about? Are we talking about Richard Roundtree or are we talking about Samuel Jackson?
I was talking about Richard Roundtree.
Okay, there's the credits right there. Name the stars. Name the stars in the movie.
I can't read them from here.
Okay. A little petty debate, but go ahead. Let's look at Shaft. Not to 2000 film, we're talking about Richard Roundtree. 1971. Was that the movie that came out?
Hey, don't be hating on Meteor Man. I love you, okay? Don't mess this up. No, I'm
<You're> so stupid.
Okay, so.
Meteor Man was a shit, man. You tweaking. Shaft was corny, too.
Okay, so
freeze, dive, turkey.
Okay, Richard Roundtree. Okay, how many actors do we recognize from the 70s, from black exploitation era? Richard Roundtree, of course. You got Moses Gunn. What's another recognizable name? I'm talking about cast. See, that's what I'm saying. Now let's look at Meteor Man. Let's look at Lucy. Yeah,
who, I'm talking who ensemble, we recognize.
Ensemble cast.
He said who we recognize.
I'm talking about ensemble cast. Like, as
Cause,
far
cause
as...
you just read that one, you said who we recognize. So,
as ensemble
if you
cast.
Talk about, like, Meteor Man, you got Robert Townsend, Bill Cosby, and Don Cheadle. That's it.
What? That's disrespectful as fuck. You're just gonna like, skip over James Earl Jones, who's in that movie? Let's go back. Eddie Griffin was in that movie? Eddie Griffin?
He's not like...
Robert, dude ensemble. Who just passed away? What do you mean ensemble? Dude, an ensemble is like motherfucking people who are stars in their own right.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously didn't read the full cast of Shaft, so...
But
what
I'm just
game
saying,
are you playing over there?
I'm saying what from I remember. If you watched Shaft, you would have known everybody who was on there and how important they were back in the 70s.
It was a black ensemble film.
But I'm saying
regardless
since,
if that we recognize them or not, there's a bunch of black people in there. That
but I'm saying
our
since
parents recognize, I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure. But as millennials, how many of us are going to recognize people from the 70s?
Only the ones that did their homework.
Okay, but like, how important, dude? Like, if you look at this cast from Meteor Man compared to the one from Shaft, I'm telling you.
But I mean, I'm just saying you're not comparing it because you're saying like, I gotta go from the ones I recognize. It's like, well, if you're trying to compare it, you gotta compare the black art, the black actors in this movie too.
But where were they, dog?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm used to Mark and I arguing, but this is fun watching.
Dude, Sinbad, Big Daddy Kane of this era, Bill Cosby, Don Cheadle. You had James Earl Jones. You got Robert. Go back to Shaft. All right, we'll go back to Shaft. 1971. We're not talking about Christian Bale going out there or Busta Rhymes.
He's white as hell, Christian Bale.
Okay.
Busta Rhymes.
All right, Dasha. You can bleep that out. Full cast. Okay. We will need someone from. We will need a baby boomer to like make this point. We will need a baby boomer.
My pops would be the perfect person. That's a familiar name.
Yeah. Okay, so there's him and Richard Roundtree. That's two.
These are people with pictures. Gordon Parks. And there's a whole bunch of other people who don't have photos.
Well, there's names too. All right, we'll leave it up to the fans. Listeners, who had the bigger black ensemble cast, Shaft or Meteor Man? And y'all could decide.
Millennials versus boomers. I like this.
This is going to be fun. Who had the bigger black ensemble cast? Meteor Man or Shaft? Because to me, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but it's all subjective. If this is the biggest black, I believe this is the biggest black ensemble since Meteor Man. Like all the recognizable black faces that you see in Black Panther. You see Daniel from Get Out. You see Michael B. Jordan from Creed. You see Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave. You see Denai, who plays as Tupac's mom. She's Michonne in The Walking Dead. You got Chadwick Boseman, who plays as every first black nigga to do anything. And you got Forrest Whitaker. You got fucking Angela Bassett. You got, like, come on, man. Are you kidding me? That's a huge black ensemble cast. And the only comparable one I could think of is Meteor Man. Not Shaft. That's what I'm saying. Anyway,
hey, I just threw Shaft out there because he has one of the biggest, you know. So I mean, before Meteor Man, just had to make sure he had to get his shine too.
But I mean, that's the case of the shit. He got to get Blank Man his shine too.
You said black ensemble. How many black people in Blank Man? Because that was the next one I thought of. You know, I rock with Blank Man tough. I was like, I can't do it. I couldn't give Blank Man because, you know.
Or Tales from the Hood, even though they need to be that movie needs to be remade.
Well, that, you know, you would have to put that in a different category.
Yeah, that was on some hood shit.
Scary ensemble.
Yeah.
A black ensemble for a scary movie.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that's what they need. We need another Tales of the Hood.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
But anyway, it's getting late. I know you motherfuckers are like, no, keep going because you're making my road trip a lot shorter. Well, anyway, but we got lives too, motherfucker, all right? But if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do, and if you're not being your motherfucking self and then staying woke, not on some like pro-black shit, but actually just being conscious of your surroundings, you know what I got to say.
The jig is up.
And we out.
You know what else?
Thank you for listening.
I was going to say, I'm going to get you sucker. You got Chris Rock, Keenan Ivory Wayne, Isaac Hayes, LT.
Now that's an ensemble. That's an ensemble right there.
But see, only because I can go down the list.
You got everybody talking about it.